Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
He played for Ireland over 100 times. He captained his country to Six Nations glory in 2014 and toured with the British and Irish Lions 3 times. Paul O'Connell is a rugby legend and also an Aldi ambassador. He joins us to talk about all things rugby and a new Aldi cookbook that's been inspired by over 50 Irish rugby players. God, a talented bunch. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Dermot. How's it going?
Good, man. What part of the world are you in? Usually you're never within sort of outside 500 metres of a golf course. I'm guessing that's where you are now.
Well, I'm in Drumbenna now, which wouldn't be far from where you grew up. So I'm actually in my dad's house here. He has a great office, so I'm working from here today. So he's bringing me coffee and stuff. It's great.
Good man. He's got an incredible internet because your voice is coming through loud and clear.
It's great. Yeah.
Paul, I was looking through the Aldi home, the home-cooked recipes from the Irish rugby family to yours. And I noticed that your two recipes involve Guinness and one, and cider and the other. Is there a pattern here, Paul?
Well, look, my recipes are actually quite simple, but Morris, the chef from the High Performance Centre in the IRFU, tweaked them, and he's the one that added the alcohol into them.
So, sure he is.
He's an amazing fella. So if you ask any of the Irish rugby players what's the best part of playing for Ireland, they will talk about Morris McGeehan's cooking. He's the performance chef in the High Performance Centre in Abbottstown, where we train. It's absolutely incredible. And the cookbook really is down to him. He's the guy that curated most of the recipes, or else tweaked most of the recipes to make them something respectable.
Well, look, I mean, I probably understand, you know, putting stout into something like that, or maybe the cider with the roast chicken or whatever. But the Pernod and black chili con carne just seemed over the top, Paul. I'm only joking, of course. But it's amazing to see that side of rugby players come out, because you know there's so many of them included in this book, men and women who play for Ireland who've given their favourite recipes to
and
Morris.
Bloody like exciting ones as well.
Yeah.
Even like Peter O'Mahony's one, when I looked at it I was just absolutely starving. It's like a mixture. What I like about it is it looks like loads of things that you had in the fridge put together. But like, did any of you have a reputation for actually being able to cook properly, you know, when you were playing rugby?
Well, Devin Toner is the big is the big, I suppose, foodie in the Irish squad. Now I'd say he's pretty rich, a lot of his food, and he loves his bread, and it's probably all the things he shouldn't be eating, but he's the main guy. But it's a massive part of, you know, any athlete's life, but rugby players in particular. You know, they're all rugby players are either trying to get bigger, or the big guys are trying to get slimmer or smaller. So it's a massive part of their life. So a load of them are really educated. I mean, if you go to I remember back in the day, we used to go to the cinema on a Thursday night before games, and Anthony Foley had broken his nose so many times that no one wanted to sit beside him, because when he was eating his popcorn and stuff, you know, he had to breathe through his nose. It was like going to the cinema with Darth Vader, you know. But Michael O'Callaghan was so into his grub, we'd be eating, you know, we'd get the popcorn and put the Maltesers in on top of it. Donico O'Callaghan would be there with a little lunchbox, and he might have 3 hard-boiled eggs and a chicken breast in it or something like that. But him either. So the lads are really into their grub, into their food. They know a lot about it. So,
and has it changed much over the years, Paul? Can you think back to when you did start playing rugby professionally and for Ireland and whatever? I mean, you know, because there's obviously a fair distance in time between then and when you would have retired and now putting this book together. And do you think players are more aware of the food they're putting in than they were when you began?
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, you know, we were allowed to have pizza before games. Now, most teams treat themselves the night before games because they're only carb loading anyway, but Declan Kidney used to always say, you know, in his Cork accent, which I won't do, but he used to say sometimes a bit of what's bad for you is good for you, and then a load of pizzas would come in the door and be great cheers. But it has. Guys have gone very, very conscious of what they eat, and they know it. And we used to have nutritionists who were quite academic, but now kind of nutritionists, they have to be academic, they have to know their stuff, but they have to be able to connect with a player as well and find out what's going on at home, what habits he has at home, because a lot of guys are great when they're in camp, are great when they're with the team, but it's the habits you have at home really that'll make or break you, or the habits you have at the weekend that'll make or break you. So the nutritionists are good at figuring all that out and maybe giving the players some cheats on what they need to do.
Plus, I mean, there's peer pressure, I suppose, to be bigger, stronger, particularly when you're playing, but it's so funny to see that you're still getting stick off your old rugby pals online, because I saw Gerry Flannery, after you posted a picture of yourself on holidays, he suddenly started giving you stick about the lack of quads in the photo. That you clearly weren't doing enough legs at the gym.
I rarely post, but anytime I put anything up, I get abused about how skinny I've gotten since I finished. But I was skinny anyway when I played. And now I'm even worse. So and the tall, I'm tall as well. So it makes me look even worse. So I need to get back in the gym, get some protein.
And do you think any of the recipes kind of correspond with the positions that lads play? Is Cian Healy's, does he have something delicate to offer in the kitchen, or is everything just big slab of meat in now? Go eat, cook.
Yeah, well, Cian is a big grubber, but he's a big coffee man as well. I remember chatting to Cian one day, telling me he was struggling to sleep. He was drinking about 15 coffees a day at the time. You might want to address the coffee first, but he loves his grub, loves his meat as well.
He does, in fairness to him. Yeah.
Obviously, you've got your forwards coach for the Irish rugby team, but I hear you've got a more important gig, a more important coaching job of late.
Yeah, well, I coach an under-12s team as well, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes, absolutely. That's the one that probably causes you more stress.
The Irish rugby team is a walk in the park in comparison to these guys, but it's great fun, and it really makes you find out how to coach the fundamentals of the game, because when you're a professional rugby player, there's a lot of things you assume and you know how to do them, but you almost don't know how you know how to do them. And then, a 12-year-old kid asks you, how do we do that, or how do we do this? And you feel like saying, I don't know, just do it.
Although I do think there is an unfair advantage to your under-12s team when you rock up, to the match on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning, whatever it is, and the opposition coach walks over and goes, Hi, Paul. Welcome to the game. You leave your bags down there, lads, and there. Turn around to the fellas. We're already losing this one, lads.
No, not at all. We listen. It's funny, I think sometimes when you're coaching kids rugby, the less you know about rugby, the better, because it makes you actually go back to first principles and find out how exactly do I teach a tackle from from point zero.
Yeah,
that's the challenge of it, because we know how to do a lot of the real basics of the game from just true repetition, and so teaching those real basics is a bit of a challenge sometimes.
Have you got time to spend with any of the players at the moment, or are they just sort of getting back into training with their own club squads and provinces?
Yeah, we wouldn't spend much time with them now. You might show the odd bit of footage now and again, or share a phone call now and again. But they're in their club mode now. They're into the thick of it, and they're transitioning from maybe Ireland mode to club mode, or Lions mode to club mode. So you just don't want to be clouding their judgment. You want to leave them, their coaches, their club coaches have been eager to get a hold of him for a while now, so you just don't want to be interfering with that. So we're just watching lots of footage, watching the games from the weekend. I was just watching Munster Exeter there from the weekend. So we're just tracking the players, following them, seeing what else is going on in the world of rugby at the moment.
Probably sending you little selfies and little snapshots of their weight load in the gym. Look what I'm lifting, Paul. Look at my quads. Look, here's my whoop stats. Look.
Paul, the Aldi book is called Home, and it's available in Aldi, and all proceeds are going to Bernardo, so it's a great charity angle on it as well.
Yeah, look, Bernardo's a fantastic charity, and you know, it's a charity that just makes sense. You know, I think a lot of rugby is about getting kids playing the game, getting kids part of teams, getting kids fit and healthy. And Bernardo's do great work with kids that really makes sense. You know, they're breakfast clubs, they're after school clubs. You know, some kids don't have any place where they can really do their homework, where they can sit down in a quiet, peaceful environment, a supportive environment to do their homework. They get that in Bernardo's. They get a little bit of help with their homework. They get help with some of the social skills. They get a hot meal or whatever it is. You know, parents that are struggling get help from Bernardo's as well. And it's a fantastic charity. And, you know, I'm delighted that the IRFU and Aldi have partnered on this and produced this great product, which hopefully will raise some funds for their services.
Brilliant.
We look forward to making your chili con carne, Paul, which is a sentence I thought I would never say to you. thanks for chatting to us today.
Okay, cheers. Take care.
All the best. See you later.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.